And we're with Mike Durand, spokesman for NSTAR. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What's the situation for your crews right now?
Well, it's very difficult going. The problem we faced originally is the storm on the Cape just really didn't want to end. It lingered a lot longer than in other areas. And between Cape Cod, the greater New Bedford area, the South Shore, that's where the most of our damage occurred. We actually restored power to over 100,000 customers since yesterday. We currently have about 87,000 customers without power still, so there's a long way to go, but we've made significant progress since yesterday.
What are some of the conditions actually that your crews are facing as they try to get lines back in order?
Well, initially it was a combination of the high winds and the heavy snow. The winds have gone, but the snow remains. So access to our equipment, access to roadways, it's very limiting. We have thousands of crews working the storm response effort. So we are out there doing the work, but it is rather slow going because of the access.
Now, you've brought in extra crews from outside Massachusetts.
We absolutely brought in extra crews. We have 3,000 employees who are dedicated to this effort. We had several hundred workers available from outside in place before the storm hit. And since then, coming from areas that had to wait to make sure they weren't affected, we've also gotten crews to the point where we now have over 1,000 individual line and tree workers helping our crews from as far away as Wisconsin, Illinois, and even over the border in Canada.
Now, considering the cold and the windy conditions out there, this is not a fun time for your workers.
Well, it's a very difficult time for workers to be doing their work, but, we understand this is our job. It's as difficult, if not more so, for the customers without power, and we understand that. It's very frustrating. We want to let everyone know that we are out there in force. We're dealing with very difficult conditions and extensive damage. This is going to be a few more days. We expect that we will be working through Thursday night to restore power to the last remaining customers, even though we have seen and will continue to see good progress.
So your crews are out there 24 hours a day?
The crews are working 24 hours a day. Obviously, there has to be some rest time, but they're working 16 and 18 hours, getting a little rest, and they're back at it. We do have crews working overnight, even when the bulk of them are resting, so we're responding to calls 24/7.
Now, the rain, the changing weather that's forecast today with all the rain, how is that going to affect your work?
The rain will not help at all. It will slow our progress. It might cause additional damage because as it creates heavier snow on the tree limbs and the trees themselves, we're expecting to see the outage numbers start to creep up a little bit, certainly not to the point that they were. But it may go in the wrong direction for some time because of the sheer weight of what's on the trees.
And Mike, is there anything else that our listeners should know, or you'd like the listeners to know?
Well, I think the main thing that I'd like to tell folks right now is that this will be a few more days. If you have power, if you are without power right now, it's not to say that you will be out until Thursday night, but there will be outages going through Thursday. So we always recommend, based on your own personal situation, plan accordingly and do what you need to do to be safe.
So do folks need to contact NSTAR if their power is out, or is it assumed that NSTAR knows?
People really should not assume that we know that your individual house is out. Likely, if your street or your neighborhood is out, it's something that's been reported by someone else, but why take that chance? Plus, if you have an individual problem that's affecting just you or maybe a couple of neighbors, it's very important for us to know that because when we restore power to the area, we need to know that there might be individual problems.
Mike Durand is a spokesman for NSTAR. Mike, thanks so very much. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Dan.